This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The Illinois Shakespeare Festival has appointed an old friend to a new role. GLT's Laura Kennedy has more.
John Stark has deep roots at the Illinois Shakespeare Festival. Since 1993, he's designed 32 shows at the festival, beginning with an adaptation of Pericles. From shaping sets, Stark moves to shaping entire seasons at the ISF as its newly appointed artistic director. In his early years in theater, Stark trod the boards as an actor, but soon transitioned full-time to scenic design as well as teaching in the Illinois State University College of Fine Arts. Stark says, as a scenic designer, he's always been invested in every aspect of theater production.
I have a theatrical family. I'm married to an actress-director, Laurie Adams, which many people in the community know her and her work. My children are both performers. And so I've been always interested in the whole event of theater and involved with that, and especially the Illinois Shakespeare Festival. I think that it is exciting to be involved with this festival. It's been very important to me. I began in 1993, the festival, and I've done 18 seasons there. So it's been a large part of my professional life. And I've designed 32 shows, but every time I'm doing a show, I'm looking at the staging, I'm looking at ways to help my fellow collaborators, and all of that helps with the director and the whole production. I think my background in acting and being married to an actress, I think I'm very aware of the actor's need. Theater is the actor's craft, and they're our storytellers. They're the last, they're what brings a story to the audience. And so all of us, in a way, or in support of that activity, of the actor giving the story through the beautiful words of Shakespeare.
Well, coming to the festival in this new role, will you be drawing on the past work at the festival to guide you, or do you see yourself starting afresh?
I certainly am going to draw on a lot of the colleagues I've had over the years. I've worked with every artistic director except the founder, Cal Prittner. And so I have a lot of wonderful examples of different ways to do the work, but it will have to come from my own way of bringing it to the festival. So I'm certainly going to be drawing on different ways that they programmed productions, looking at the good ideas that they had. People like John Sipes, Cal McClain, Debbie Alley, Kevin Rich, all these artistic directors have brought different things to the festival that we will continue. There are also people I've worked with in the past that I plan to bring back, as well as bringing in new people. We're always bringing in new people to the festival from across the country.
Well, Kevin Rich was your immediate predecessor.
Yes.
He came from the Milwaukee theater scene, and a lot of the actors and some of the directors he brought from Milwaukee. And then we also had Cal McClain, who was artistic director for a while. He had deep roots in the Chicago theater scene, so he brought a lot of Chicago artists in. Do you see yourself as drawing from a particular talent pool with regards to the festival?
I think that most of my experience would be more in Chicago, but I also have pretty deep roots in St. Louis as well. And I've done a little bit of work in Indiana. So I think that I have sort of a regional sort of bent, but probably heavily relying on the Chicago area and my experiences there.
That's John Stark, the new director of the Illinois Shakespeare Festival. John Stark's wife, Laurie Adams, has appeared in the festival along with their daughter, Anna, and son, Nathan. They cut their acting chops as youngsters there. One of the many plays designed by Stark at the festival is Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. Here's Mary Catterley singing a setting from the text. The song is called When That I Was.
Knaves and thieves, men shut their gates for the rain and rain and air.